Ironic that Danny, in an interview, a conversation with our next guest, which the topic is slowing down, I feel like we don't have enough time to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's the irony of this. Susan Sachs Lipman is the author of Fed Up with Frenzy, Slow Parenting in a Fast Moving World. Hi, Susan. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Awesome. I wish we could just sit around over coffee for like an hour and do this, but we got like 9 minutes. So let's get to the heart of this. Dan and I are both dads of a bunch of kids. We got little mm-hmm. ones. We got older ones. We know what it's like to fight the fight of not letting your kids and your schedule and their schedule overwhelm your life. Tell us why you wrote this book. What brought you to it?
Well, a couple things brought me to it. Again, thanks for having me on.
You're welcome.
One of the main ones was the school drop-off line. I don't know if you have those. You're laughing with familiarity.
Yes, I love the school. Well, I don't love it, but I know that whole concept's crazy. What happened to you?
You know, it's crazy. When my daughter started elementary school, we were suddenly shoved into this world of the drop-off line. I found parents fairly aggressive. There were signs up that said, drop, don't stop. And the whole concept of letting my first grader out of the car in that way in the morning just seemed a little foreign to me, frankly. And I thought, you know, there's got to be a better way. And what we did was decide to park the car just 10 minutes from the school and walk in the mornings. And I'll tell you, those mornings walking in with her, holding her hand, walking into the school, left us with some of the best memories from her elementary school
years. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I remember the movie with Michael Keaton. What was it?
Mr. Mom.
Yeah. When he was going the wrong way in the drop-off line.
Right,
You're going the wrong way.
That's right.
People want to kill you in that line. Yeah, that's a great little way to spend some quality time with the kids. So that crystallized into a bigger picture of just trying to find moments. Is that what you've tried to do?
You know, I really have. You know, I became a Girl Scout leader for my daughter's troop, and in doing so, discovered all kinds of fun things to do with friends, with family. And I just noticed that if we slow our pace just slightly, not huge changes, people are very busy, people are afraid to make big change, but if we just take the 10 minutes before or after school, if we just take 10 minutes and let a child help us make dinner, make a shopping list with us. It's those small things that really can change a life, can really forge memories among family members and create bonds and create lots of fun things to do.
Well, you know, Greg and I both, people are saying, well, we don't have time for homework. We don't have time for this. We're always yeah. rushing. I go, but you made the schedule. You're the one in band, traveling teams. You're going all weekend. You're the ones who made it. Don't complain.
The kid can't sign up for stuff without your help.
Right.
Well, you know, it's true, and there is a beauty to doing one extracurricular at a time for each kid. There's a beauty to pooling resources with other families so that when you do have the carpool to the traveling team, at least you're with other people, you're doing it together, you're
right.
making something fun out of it. I think there are a lot of techniques for slowing everyday life and just having a little more fun with your family. I find people are pretty stressed out, and I don't think that has to be the case.
Greg and I's favorite weekends is when we look at our calendar and there is nothing from Friday to Sunday, and we don't even have to leave the house. Those are our favorite weekends.
Doesn't that tell you a lot?
It does. I mean, give us some strategies, Susan. We don't have a lot of time, but give us a couple of just ideas that's worked for your family or maybe people you've talked to.
Sure. One is unplugging from electronics. There are studies now that kids spend 53 hours a week on electronic media. Parents are probably not far behind. So just take a day, take an evening and unplug. Take a walk after dinner and enjoy the neighborhood and the family. Maybe play a little word game. You know, my book is full of games and fun things to do when you do find a few free moments. And those things just help us form memories, have a good time. You know, take a group of friends to a park and play Red Rover, Kick the Can, Spud, all the games that we played as kids, but people aren't really playing anymore.
Right. And you know, and all that's exciting. It's exciting to kids to hear those new things. They don't know that they're old games. They don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, they think you're a genius. You just invented Spud.
Well, there you go. That's what Fed Up With Frenzy is all about, letting your kids think you're a genius.
Yeah, by the way, you know, the funny thing is that if you ask kids what they want, they'll always say family movie night with popcorn and soda.
Right.
They'll always say family game night. You just ask them and you will.
My kid likes power outage night. Seriously.
Yeah.
One kid is like, man, remember that time when the power went on? We did all this stuff. And I was thinking, as you were talking, Susan, I was thinking, if it doesn't damage anything in your house, go downstairs and flip the main breaker.
There you go.
Pretend you have a power outage.
Pioneer night, make a fire.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny when we do ask kids what they want, they say more time with family. And maybe it'll help some of the hurry sickness families feel if they just realize that that's what kids want. Downtime, family time, play time.
You know, again, you go back to that. My favorite memories is when we were snowed in, we couldn't go anywhere, the neighbors would come over, and you just kind of hang around and do stuff.
Isn't that funny? You know, we remember those memories, and if we can get in touch with those, it might help us transfer those to our kids.
Yeah.
You know, we don't value playtime enough. We tend to think every activity has to lead to academic success and sports success. And the activities are great. We're doing wonderful things for our kids. But let's remember that they really crave and need family time, and it'll help our families bond.
Yeah, it'll pay back itself 20, 30, 40 years down the road. You'll still have a family of life hanging out together.
You'll remember the power outages. Right. You'll remember being snowed in. You'll never remember your big birthday party.
No.
That's right.
Very rarely.
Yeah, it's the small moments that you remember, but we need to make room for them to happen.
Susan Sachs-Lippman is the author of Fed Up With Frenzy. It's a nice little workbook to have around your house just to grab it up. The subtitle, Slow Parenting in a Fast-Moving World. Susan, I think you're right on target. You're speaking at least to the two of us, and we appreciate your time and congratulations on the book. I assume all the major online booksellers have it in your favorite bookstores.
Absolutely. Thank you. And you both sound like great parents.
Well, you don't know us well enough, Susan, but thank you very much for that compliment.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Well, we fooled her.